Letter 4, 24th November 1945, Marriages. Yesterday, I wrote to you about Bhagavan talking sometimes of the marriage festival of father and mother. Not only that, but whenever devotees bring newly wedded couples in their family to pay homage at the lotus feet of Sri Bhagavan, he blesses them with his wonted gracious smile. He listens with interest to all the various incidents of the marriage. If you observe Bhagavan's face on such occasions, you can see the same amusement which our elders used to show when they witnessed the dolls' marriages that we performed in our childhood days. Prabhavati got married not long ago. It must have been about a year back. For about 2 years before her marriage, she was staying here. She is a girl from Maharashtra, good-looking and cultured. She wanted to be a great bhakta, devotee, like Saint Mirabai, and so used to sing and dance and say that she would never marry, and she would don ochre garments and behave like a naughty child before Sri Bhagavan. Bhagavan knew that her naughtiness would not leave her until she got married. At last, somehow, she did get married. Immediately after that, the bride and bridegroom came in their wedding attire with their relatives and offerings of fruits and flowers and bowed down before Bhagavan. After a stay of 2 or 3 days, she came one morning at 8 o'clock with her husband, seeking Bhagavan's blessings before leaving to set up home in her husband's place. Squirrels were playing about Bhagavan's sofa and peacocks were wandering outside the hall. There were not many people. It was calm and quiet in the hall. The young men bowed down to Bhagavan with awe and respect, took leave of him, and stood waiting at the side of the doorway. With downcast looks and bubbling shyness and tearful eyes, the beloved child of the ashram, while waiting there for Bhagavan's permission, looked like Shakuntala, trying to tear herself away from the Kanva ashram. Bhagavan nodded his head in token of permission, and then she bowed down to him. No sooner had she crossed the threshold than Bhagavan remarked, looking at me, "It was only yesterday she had the chapter of Krishnavatar in Bhagavata copied out by Sundaresha Iyer." I said with delight, "When next she comes here, she will come with child in her arms." Meanwhile, she began to sing a full-throated song full of devotion with voice as sweet as Kokila, while going around the hall in pradakshina, circumambulation. Bhagavan was evidently moved, and like Kanva Rishi himself, he said, "Do you hear the hymn from Mukundamala?" I went out and gave her my blessings, while she again and again prostrated herself to Bhagavan. Then I saw her out of the ashram and returned to the hall. I do not know if you will consider this an exaggeration, but I may tell you that the stories we have read in the Puranas are being reenacted here and now before our very eyes.